Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me.
Say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should have stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up some slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We want to thank everybody for calling in and tuning in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, and I want to welcome you all to More Than an Hour of Power. I am your host tonight, Elder Andre Prevost. The Black Prince of Preachers is in the building, and we're going to get started in a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're waiting to see what's going on with the speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. But let's listen to another song here. Praise God. How many of y'all know that anything can happen in here? As long as the presence of God is with you and you believe, anything can happen. We're going to be right back right after this song.
the same way you came. 'Cause he's in our very midst. You will be his delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is here, anything can happen.
Let the Lord.
It be because of me. You have no self-esteem when it's called self. Esteem. That's how you think of yourself, how I think of you. To have no effect on how you think of you. The gifts will get you attention. The gifts will get you notoriety. The gifts may even get you pain. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the gifts don't get you salvation. Praise God. The love. You should have the love of God above that person. The same love that God has for you. Praise God. And if you love that person the way God loves you, you wouldn't do that to that person, because God said whatever you do to them, you just did to me. Well, hallelujah. You want to change everybody else, but don't feel like you have to make no changes yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. As if everybody else is the problem. Hallelujah. And we ain't nothing wrong with me. Everybody else is the problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. What does the birthright stand for? It can stand for your marriage. It can stand for your salvation. It can stand for your job. I'm gonna go ahead and snatch $20 off the register right now, because I need to go get something to eat right now. I'm gonna go ahead and sleep with this woman right now, because I'm aroused right now. Well, woe to him through whom they come. Praise God. The King James Version says, it's impossible to leave, but offenses will come.
Uh-huh.
One version says opportunities to sin will come. Opportunities to fall short will come. Praise God. Now, that's not really the significant statement. Praise God, that stumbling block's going to come. People going to offend you. Praise God, that the times you're going to fall short. That's not the significant statement. Praise God. What's significant about verse 1 is who he's talking to. He's not talking to the congregation. He's not talking to the Pharisees. He's not talking to the Jews in general. Praise God. He's not talking to the sinners. Amen. It says, he said to his disciples. Praise God. To his disciples. That's important, praise God, because the disciples were the closest ones to Jesus. Praise God. Besides his mother.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. The disciples were the closest ones to Jesus. And we believe when we get close to God, everything that offended us goes away. Praise God. Everything that brought us down goes away. All our temptations goes away. My eyes stop wondering when I get with God. You know, she ain't fine no more. I'm with God now. I don't even look that way no more. He ain't handsome. He ain't tall, dark, and sexy no more, because I'm saved now. So them opportunities for me to sin going to magically go away. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's why he says, I know it's impossible for you to believe this because you're with me, because you're walking with me. Because some people think they so close to God that they ain't going to never fall. You ain't never got to worry about me falling, because I'm close. I'm hyper, super spiritual, and I'm never going to fall. You ain't got to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But he said to the ones that are so close to God, so close to me, opportunities going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities are going to come up for you to fall short.
Mm-hmm.
These opportunities are going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what he wanted us to know as his disciples. These things are going to happen. Ain't no way of getting around it. Don't try to pray the temptations away. Praise God. Like we were talking about in Bible study this morning. The Bible says that he formed the man out of the dust of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then he planted the man in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once he planted the man in the Garden of Eden, he grew the trees from the ground. The tree. He grew all the trees from the ground, including the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then told him to maintain and keep the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Now, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is in the garden. So in order to maintain the garden, I got to maintain the whole garden. I just can't leave that tree by itself and not maintain it and let it grow all crazy and wild. When he told me I have to maintain the entire garden,
mm-hmm.
Praise God. But what we try to do is stay away from anything that might tempt us when he has given us the power through the Holy Spirit of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off the fruits of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Starts off with love. And it ends with self-control. In between is some gentleness, some kindness, all that stuff in between. But we got to remember, it starts with love, and it ends with self-control. Not spirit control, not God control, not wife control, not husband control, not mama control, not daddy control. Self control. The ability to control yourself.
All right.
I heard Cat Williams tell a joke one time. He said, a woman was saying, because of you, I have low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, how can it be because of me you have low self-esteem when it's called self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you think of yourself. How I think of you should have no effect on how you think of you.
All
because
right.
It's called self-esteem.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So when it comes to self-control, praise God, we got to look at it the same way because they made me mad. I went off because they made me mad when it's called self-control. So what you're allowing people to do
mm-hmm.
is control you.
All right. All
that
right.
means you have no self-control.
No self-control.
That means you cannot control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
that's
some
good.
Of us need to be around people all the time to keep us in line. Because if they wasn't around, ain't no telling what I'd do. If they wasn't around, praise God. So thank God they was around because I do not have the ability to control myself. So these people that say they have the Holy Ghost, praise God, and they have the, what Paul would say, the evidence
mm-hmm.
of having the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between a gift, praise God, and the fruits,
mm-hmm.
praise God. Because the gifts, you can prophesy, you can speak in tongues, you can lay on hands. You're anointed to do this. You're anointed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're anointed. God said, I don't repent of my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to heal the sick. You're going to be able to raise the dead. You're going to be able to prophesy. You're going to be able to speak in tongues. You're going to be able to translate tongues. You're going to be able to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, Jesus said there's going to be a bunch of them in front of me saying I did all that. And I'm going to say, I never knew you. So depart from me, you worker of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
So the gifts does not show that you're saved. It don't show that you have the salvation. But the fruits, he said, they will be known by their fruits, not
right.
their gifts.
Right. Right.
But we don't look at it like that. We see the gift.
The gift. Uh-huh.
And we just know they got it because they got the gift.
Mm-hmm.
I seen them lay hands. That boy got out their wheelchair and started walking. I know he a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. No, you saw the gift, but what are his fruits?
Mm-hmm.
Ask his wife about his fruits. Ask his wife about the secretary. How she feel about it? Ask his
mm-hmm.
kids. How they feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Ask their friends. Do we have a good attitude or is this just a front he put on in the pulpit?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because that's how you will know, because they are known by their fruits, because you should be able to control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we was at Disciples of Christ Church, and it was a food drive. We're giving away food from the food bank. And one of the ladies that was in line was getting something, and one of our congregation was giving it to her. They got into it about stuff. I don't know what they was arguing about, but the woman said, "You don't know me. I'm a pastor. I go off like I'm a pastor. I will go off like that's them words don't even sound right in the same sentence." Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you a pastor. We at the church. We on the church ground. Y'all getting ready to fight. Y'all are being known by your fruits. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And that makes me question. Well, are you a woman of God? Are you a woman of God? Because y'all getting ready to fight right here on the church ground over some free food that we're giving away. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will be known by your fruits. Praise God. Love to self-control.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Gentleness, meekness, kindness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So then the question then becomes that if I got the Holy Ghost because I got it because I can perform the gifts. So I must have the fruits because I can't have one without the other. So what am I doing? I have it, but I'm not using it. Praise God. I'm not using it. Why? Because if I use the fruits of the Spirit, I become something other than who I believe is myself. You ever had somebody say, I'm just being me?
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am. Just accept me for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When somebody make me mad, I go off. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see the problem with that. The problem with that is that doesn't correlate with being a fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
getting mad and cussing people out doesn't correlate with the fruit of, that's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's who you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
When the Bible is telling you who you are, but we want to call God a liar and say, no, that's not who I am, God. That's not how I was raised, God. God said, I know how you was raised, but I'm telling you who you are. And if we don't accept who we are, we'll be like these disciples right here. We'll see in a minute how they was. Praise God. Because they didn't have the understanding. They didn't have the knowledge yet. All they doing is doing like some of us do when we come. We hear the word. But, see, God, Jesus let them talk back to them like we do in Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
The preacher don't want you talking. Paul said, he don't even want the women talking at all. Wait till you get home, ask your husband what I was talking about. Don't interrupt me.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I might get some backlash from some preachers about Paul, because Paul said some stuff, praise God, hallelujah, that didn't exactly correlate with what this word said to me, praise God, hallelujah. You don't wait till you get home, because by the time I get home, I might be going to fell short by that time. Praise God. I need to find out now. What do you mean by what you're saying? So I can get this straight right now before I walk out that door and get back in the world and mess around and fall short before I get back home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we get back to the disciples, he's telling the disciples that these times will come. And if you notice, the disciples are quiet. They're not talking back. If you got a red letter, you're going to see red letters in your Bible. They ain't saying nothing. Then he said, it'd be rather for him to have a millstone hung around his neck if he were thrown into the sea, than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on guard. One version says, watch yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times saying, I repent, forgive him. Now, Jesus has said a whole lot. It's separated through chapters, but this is really all running together when you do the research. They divided it up when they canonized the Bible, praise God. But Jesus has been talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, and the disciples ain't said nothing. They've been sitting there listening, okay, all right, yes, okay, I can do that. If offenses come, they're going to come, okay, all right, okay, if I send somebody, it better be, okay, I don't want to be I don't want a millstone around my neck. But then when he say, forgive them seven times a day, oh, hold up, excuse me, hold up, wait a minute, what you just say? Praise God, hallelujah, and Jesus said, what he said was, if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times a day saying, I repent, forgive him. And the disciples said to the Lord, increase our faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they spoke up and said something.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no problem with offenses coming and opportunities for offenses to come. I ain't got no problem with don't lead nobody astray. I get all that. I understand all that. But when you get to telling me I got to forgive somebody seven times a day, this ain't even when he said seven times 70. We just said seven times a day. Wait a minute, Jesus. I'm going to have to ask you to increase my faith to do that, because somebody offended me one time is hard. You want me to do it seven times a day. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that jumped out at me, because that's the part where we always started tripping. Ever since I was a kid, I can remember. Turn the other cheek. I'll do everything else. I'll even do the feast of the tents, and I'll do all that, that holiest. I'll do all that other stuff, but turn the other cheek. I don't think that's what God meant for us to turn the other cheek, for me to just take what you did to me and give you the other cheek so you can do that. I don't think that's what he meant. Well, that's what he said. Praise God. Hallelujah. But our flesh don't want to accept the word of God. Hallelujah. We want to fight back. We want to get you back. Hallelujah. We want revenge. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can plot it out, map it out. We know exactly how we're going to get it done. That's what we want to happen. But the Lord is telling us we got to sit there and do nothing. Matter of fact, he said we got to pray for them. pray for them. No, I think you need to pray for me. Because if you don't pray for me, I'm about to go out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's when they interrupt. They say, you got to increase our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, and the Lord said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, a mustard seed is a real tiny, tiny seed. He said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, praise God, be uprooted and be planted into the sea, and it would obey you. Praise God, hallelujah. I believe the King James says a sycamine tree.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, hallelujah. And the reason he used a sycamine tree, praise God, is because a sycamine tree was one of the rare trees that if you cut it down, it would grow right back. Praise God. It wouldn't leave a stump. That stump would grow back into a tree. They actually had sycamine forms back in this time because they used the wood from a sycamine tree to make caskets. Praise God. And it was a lucrative business because you cut it down, we make some caskets, it's going to grow back. Cut it down, make some caskets, it's going to grow back. He's saying that's what we do with our offenses towards other people. We cut it down. We don't go to the root of it and dig it up from the root and cast it into the sea. We just cut it down, and when we cut it down, eventually it grows back. That's why marriages go back and forth, praise God, because we'll cut it down, praise God, but then something will happen and it'll spring back up because we never dug it up from the roots. That's why we have situations with our kids that keep coming back up. The kid been grown for 15, 20 years, but you still, something keep sprouting back up from when they were teenagers, reminded of something they did when they was teenagers because you never uprooted it when they snuck out the house that time or when they stole the car that time or when they got pregnant that time. You never uprooted it, praise God, and cast it into the sea. So now every time something happens, you want to go back to it, praise God. But we know it can be done because we criticize people and we call them dumb. We call them stupid. You still with her after what she done did to you? You still with him as much as he done cheated on you?
Mm-hmm.
You still bailing that kid out of jail? You still there for that child? You still there for them people that, as much as they have done to you? And you don't even act like they done did the stuff they done did to you. How is that we call those people stupid? We call them dumb in the flesh, praise God. But the Bible says they doing exactly what God wants them to do. Praise God, to forgive them if they say, hey, I repent. And they forgave you. You still with him? Yes, he repented. You still with her? Yes, she repented. Praise God. Because if a whole lot of people wasn't that strong and now they look back at that same person and say, man, I should have worked with him a little bit longer. I didn't know he was going to turn out like that. I should have worked with her a little bit longer. I didn't know that was going to happen. Praise God. But we make... What we do is we get caught up like, what's his name, Esau. And we make permanent decisions off of temporary situations.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Esau came in. He was hungry. He wanted something to eat. Jacob said, well, sell me your birth. Give me your birthright. And I'll give you something to eat. Now, he ain't going to die of starvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in the moment, he was like, I'm hungry right now. What good is my birthright to me if I die? Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what we do. We look into the temporary situation and make a permanent decision. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want it now. So since I want it now, I'm going to sacrifice whatever I got to sacrifice to get what I want right now. I want to eat right now, so I'm sacrificing my birthright. What does the birthright stand for? It can stand for your marriage. It can stand for your salvation. It can stand for your job. I'm gonna go ahead and snatch $20 off the register right now because I need to go get something to eat right now. I'm gonna go ahead and sleep with this woman right now because I'm aroused right now, and I want to satisfy my flesh right now. So I'm gonna make a permanent decision off a temporary situation. When the Bible tells us, whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. It's not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Pain is either one or two things. It's either prolonged or it's intense, but never both at the same time. and it never lasts forever, praise God. All pain has to come to an end, praise God. Hallelujah. We just have to believe it'll come to an end, praise God. So he said if you had the faith, if you just had a little bit of faith, if you had a little bit of faith, you would be able to forgive that person, that best friend, that girl you ain't spoke to since high school, praise God, that you see her, y'all look the other way, praise God, hallelujah. You would be able to forgive that person and get over it and move on if you had a little faith, praise God. So the more I read about Jesus talking, the more I hear Jesus throwing a whole lot of shade about how we ain't got no faith. Praise God. A whole lot of shade about how we ain't got no faith. The man walk up and say, don't even come to my house, just sing your word. He turn around and look at us and go, I ain't seen this kind of faith in y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm like, Lord, you sure is shady. You sure is saying a whole bunch of stuff about us not having no faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're supposed to be his children. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. As soon as we see something, we got to say something. Praise God, hallelujah. When, amen, he said, if you got faith, you don't go by what you see. You go by what the word of God then told you. Mm-hmm. Praise God, hallelujah. How you think people stay married 40 and 50 and 60 years? All those days ain't been great, and if they told you they would show lying to you. Praise God, hallelujah. You can ask their kids how many times daddy slept in the car on the couch, praise God, hallelujah. But now you see them, oh, we've been happily married for 55 years. Maybe today, praise God, y'all happy. That's because we having a party for you, praise God. But y'all might argue tonight when y'all go home. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But they had that faith that they forgave something that happened 45 years ago. Praise God, hallelujah. And they still together today because whatever happened 45 years ago, it happened. They got over it. They forgave them. And somebody called them stupid for staying with them. Praise God. Somebody said, you stupid for going to get that child out of jail again. You stupid to put money on their books. You stupid for being her friend after what she did to you. Praise God, hallelujah. But the word of God say, hallelujah, if you must got their faith. Hallelujah, amen. So next time you do something and you forgive somebody and somebody call you stupid, say, you just ain't got the faith I got. Your faith just ain't strong as mine. You don't even have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Praise God, because that's what you're talking like. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So he says, this is the thing that got me with God and forgiveness. When he drops down the number to verse number 7, he says, verse number 7, he says, but which of you having a slave, plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he comes in from the field, come immediately and sit down and eat? But will you not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself and serve me until I have eaten, and then afterwards you will eat and drink? He does not thank the slave because he did things which were commanded, he does. In other words, we want props for stuff we're supposed to do. Praise God. Chris Rock told a joke years ago. He said, men always want credit for stuff they're supposed to do. I pay my child support. I take care of my kids. That's stuff you're supposed to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God saying the same aspect, forgiving is something you are supposed to do. It's not something that's optional. A lot of us think that because God gave us a free will and a free mind, that things are optional. He said in the beginning, I hear this all the time, I got a choice, I can choose wrong or I can choose right. That's not what he said. He said, I have placed before you good and evil, blessings and curses, life and death, choose life. He didn't say, I put all this before you, now whatever you want to pick, go ahead and pick it. He said, choose life. He gave us a command to choose life. He said, this is what's in front of you. But I'm telling you which one I want you to pick. From the beginning of time, Jesus always said, it was like it was in the beginning. Remember in the beginning, there was the tree of life and the knowledge of good and evil. And he said, pick life. He told us which one to pick. We don't have a choice of which one. Well, God gave me. No, he didn't give you a choice. He gave you a command. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anytime you get a command, it's going to be two things in front of you. All he's doing is identifying what's in front of you, and then he's giving you the answer. He's telling you what to pick, to pick life. Praise God. And he says in the same way, in verse 10, so you too, when you do the things which are commanded, you say, we are unworthy slaves. We have only done that which ought to have done. I only did what I'm supposed to do. So not only do we want props, we want some credit, we want a bonus. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, I'm going to do this, so you know what? I'm going to pay my tithes so I can get a blessing. You don't pay your tithes to get a blessing. Mm-hmm. You pay your tithes because the Bible says this is an ordinary ordinance. Praise God. That translates to ordinary behavior. This is something you're just supposed to be doing. It's not nothing extra. Praise God. Well, I'm going to sow into this person. I'm going to give to this person. Praise God. So I can get something back over here. Praise God. Now that's something you're supposed to do. We do, a lot of us do stuff and expect something in return when it's something you're supposed to do. Praise God. You're supposed to forgive. Praise God. And the natural order of things is when you sow from your heart, you receive back. A lot of us sow and don't get back because God knows our intention. He know it ain't coming from our heart. He know you don't really like that person. Praise God. And you really didn't forgive that person. Praise God. God knows. David said, who are you to think that you can hide your thoughts from God when he knows the thoughts that you haven't even thought yet? Mm-hmm. Praise God. He knows what you're going to think before you think it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So he knows that that smile you have on your face when that person is around is a lie. He know you are after. He know you should be in Hollywood right now because you're playing the role real good. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows what's in your heart, and he knows that that is still rooted in that tree. Praise God. He knows if you had the opportunity and you could get away with it, you would strike them down if you wanted to. That's why we can't receive a lot of the gifts, hallelujah, because we haven't received the fruit. Praise God. We can't be like Elijah and have fire rain down from the sky, because we'll be at work having fire rain down on the supervisor because they told you to do something you ain't want to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He can't give us those kind of powers to part the waters and part the Red Seas. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we'll be doing stuff that isn't godly, and it ain't on what God wants us to do. It'll be to please ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of, science fiction TV shows and with power. People got powers and stuff like that. And they always say, you can never use your powers to your own good, for your own will. Mm-hmm. Praise God. It's got to be for somebody else, to help somebody else. It can never be to help yourself. Praise God. But that's what we do. We try to use the gifts to benefit us. I always talk about Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the first four disciples. When Jesus walked up on the boat and they got the fish and everything, Jesus told them, if you follow me, I'll make you fishermen of men. And they followed him. But when he passed by Matthew, all he said was, follow me. And Matthew left everything behind to follow him. He didn't have to go out and go over there and let me show you how to work this calculator, Matthew. Boom, when you work the calculator like that, look at that. I just saved you 15% on your car insurance. And he was like, oh, I'm going to follow you because you know how to work them numbers. See, he had to do all these tricks or miracles to get Peter and them to get off that boat, because look, this is how we earn our money. Right. Praise God. When you do your research, you'll find out that they had been following Jesus in the congregation. They heard him preach before. Praise God. But they didn't follow him. They oh, that was a good sermon. I need to go get this money. Praise God. So mm-hmm. when Jesus walked up and he was like, hey, I need you to do this, that's why they called him Lord. Some people say Lord meant sir, but when you find out they knew who he was, you know that when he said Lord, they was calling him Lord. Well, Lord, what you want me to do? Well, go out there to the deep. Go out there to the deep. They pull up a whole lot of fish, so much fish, the boats are breaking. They thinking, if I can get all this money this way, if I follow him, oh, man, I'm going to get rich. And I ain't lying. If you read the scripture, they mumble and complain. Look, I done gave up everything. We following him. We ain't got nothing. What we going to do? And he turned around. Hey, whatever you gave up for me, you're going to get back. So quit complaining about it, praise God. They was always arguing, who is the greatest? Am I the greatest? Is John the greatest? You know, I'm the disciple that Jesus loved. They were always wanting a position. Even after Jesus rose from the grave, they said, are you going to restore a kingdom to Israel? Translation, are you going to give me a position? I've been waiting for this position. You offered me a position. Do some people just follow God to get what he got for us? Praise God, hallelujah, because he offered them a position. If he wouldn't offer them a position, would they have followed? Or would they have stayed there and sold all that fish and raked the money in? Praise God, because you see, as soon as everything took place, Jesus rose and took off, what Peter said, let's go back fishing. He took people fishing. Matthew wasn't a fisherman. The mother disciples wasn't fishermen. He took them fishing, trying to get, well, I don't know how we're going to survive without Jesus, because Jesus was our supply. He was the one. He was the reason why we ate all the time. Praise God. There wasn't nobody coming to hear us preach. Mm-hmm. They was coming to hear Jesus preach. I had 2 pieces of fish, and I still got 2 pieces of fish. It ain't working for me. Praise God. So we're going to have to go back to the boat. We're going to have to go back to what we used to do. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But Jesus was always trying to show us, hallelujah, amen, that if you follow me for the wrong reason, mm-hmm. hallelujah, if you follow me for the wrong cause, it ain't gonna end up right. Praise God. It's not gonna get the result that you trying to get. Praise God. You trying to achieve something not necessarily for the kingdom of God, but for your own glorification. For your own magnification, praise God, hallelujah. And I noticed that with Matthew, you never hear much about Matthew. None of the other disciples, you always hear to Peter, James, and John. They always, who's the greatest? John even walked over there and said, hey man, it's a dude over there preaching. He preaching in your name, and we don't know him. So I rebuked him. I told him, look, you better quit preaching. And Jesus said, what you rebuke him for? If he not against us, then he for us. But see, sometimes we want to be the only one that know God like that. Mm-hmm. Praise God. You ever meet somebody that I'm the only one with this anointing? I knew an apostle. He said God told me there are only 3 people that have my anointing in this entire world. It's me, my kid, and my wife. We the only ones got this anointing. And I was like, boy, please, you high right now. You need to quit. You need to quit tripping on yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. But some of us don't want to be the only ones close to God. One time they even said, do you want us to rain fire down on them like Elijah did? That's why we can't have them powers. Praise God. Because we're not focused on what we're supposed to be focused on. We'll be raining fire down on the White House. And Jesus said, don't even worry about the politics. Every time they brought politics to Jesus said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I came for this. Mm-hmm. They came to him and said, and a lot of us do that too, they came to him and said, look, man, my daddy just died, and my brother won't give me my share of what I'm supposed to have. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, all right, they ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. What I can't, that, in other words, that the what you talking about ain't worth nothing. That, with the material things you're talking about, that ain't worth nothing. It's all about your salvation, where you're going to go after this. I came that you will have life and have life more abundantly. Praise God, because you think you've been living, but you've really been dying this whole time. So I came to revive you. I came to get the defibrillator and rub it together, and I got to shock you real quick and shock you back to life, praise God, because a lot of things Jesus said were shocking. Praise God. It was so shocking they had to kill him, because he changed too much. And not only was it shocking, people were listening to him. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Going against what all the preachers and all the priests were saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a word for us right there. We're going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Despite if it goes against the status quo. Mm-hmm. Praise God. If you know beyond the shadow of a doubt God told you to say that, say what God told you to say. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I'm saying stuff that I know is in this word, and preachers like that's not, you shouldn't have said that was wrong. But it's in the Bible. I know it's in there, but you can't tell the people that. Praise God. You'll be surprised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But amen. It's like getting ready to wrap this up. Praise God. Hallelujah. The unforgiveness is the thing that'll keep us out of heaven more than fornication, lying, adultery, stealing. Praise God. He said, I forgive you of all that. But if you don't forgive the next person, I will take back the forgiveness that I just gave you. Praise God. And it's crazy. People don't want to see God for who he is and what he said he'll do. Praise God. If I say God is a killer, people get, oh no, don't talk about God like that. God is love. God told me he'll kill me. What do you mean? He said the penalty for sin is death. That's what he told me. He told me it's no more water. It's going to be fire next time. That's what he told me. Praise God. But you telling me God ain't nothing but love? You ever met somebody, a parent that loved? When I was in Houston, it was a little boy robbed a store. The mama saw it on the news, recognized her son, and turned her son into the police. And everybody was like, I wouldn't have done that. She must don't love her son. No, she do love her son. Because she want to get this out of his system now. Praise God. So he won't have to go through the system later. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Sometimes love don't feel like love to the person that's getting chastised.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Chastisement has to do with love. Praise God. Because if I didn't love you, I'd just let you do whatever you wanted to do. I wouldn't say nothing to you. Just let you run amok. Praise God. But because God loves us so much, he'll stop us. He'll chastise us. He'll talk to us. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But he'll only do so much talking before he tell you, okay, now go get a switch. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God will tell you, hey, praise God. Everybody in here that had their behind toe up by God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we say God is love and God is this and God don't do that, that's a lie. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to stop lying on God. Praise God. Instead of saying God is this and God don't do that and God wouldn't do that or God made me this way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Or it must be natural for me because I have these thoughts. Well, we all have thoughts. Praise God, hallelujah. But that don't mean you act on every thought that comes through your head. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just had somebody last week, I guess he got fired or something, went out and got his gun and shot 12 people in Virginia. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we look at it, we go, oh my God, I can't believe he would do something like that, just killed all them people. As if we have never had that thought cross our mind. Praise God. And it's good we didn't have the weapon at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We kind of had time to go think about it. We probably walked out the door with intentions to come back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we got so far and we got to thinking about it. I'm like, nah. But we judge other people real quick. Hallelujah. Just like David did. Remember when the prophet came to David and said, hey, man, this dude, this rich man down the way, got all these lambs in his backyard. And he went and took this poor man lamb and cooked him and fed him to the traveler. Oh, man, go get him. Right now, we're going to make him pay that poor man back, and then he's going to pay with his life. Praise God. And he was crunk about it. He was excited about going to get this man that took this other man lamb. Praise God. And the prophet said, I'm glad you feel that way, David, because I'm talking about you. Praise God, because this is what you did. Praise God. And David had the common sense and the spiritual knowledge to realize then, I have sinned against God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't sin against my wife, Michal. Praise God. I didn't sin against Hariah, the Hittite, although I cheated on her and I had him killed. That's not who I sinned against. I sinned against God. Praise God. Hallelujah. If God told me, like we always look at it like that, like if I cheat on her, what's she going to do? And he said, in the Bible, he said, don't worry about what she going to do because she can kill you. She can take your life. But I decide where you're going to spend eternity. So I'm the one you need to be worried about. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the same ending result, because if you know cheating on this person or offending that person offends God, you're not going to do it. Praise God. But your motivation shouldn't be that person. It should be God. Praise God. The love, you should have the love of God for that person, the same love that God has for you. Praise God. And if you love that person the way God loves you, you wouldn't do that to that person, because God said whatever you do to them, you just did to me. Praise God. You would offer them a glass of water, because he said every time you offer them a glass of water, you offer me a glass of water.
Yeah.
Every time you do something for them, you're doing something for me. Praise God. So every time you cuss somebody out, you're cussing God out. Praise God. Every time you lie on somebody, you're lying on God. Praise God. And God said, I take it personally. When you didn't go see that person in jail, you might as well not have came, you might as well not come to church on Sunday. Praise God, because it's like you didn't come see me. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he said. He said they was hungry. Amen. You ain't give them nothing to eat. Praise God. He said, how can you say you love your brother who you see every day? You don't love him, and you see him every day, but you say you love me, and you ain't never seen God to say you love him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somewhere in the back of our head, we're like, I ain't never seen God. Sometimes we still wonder, well, I wonder what's going to happen when I die. Where am I going to go? What's going to happen? Praise God. We still wonder all this stuff and say we love God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know your brother stayed right next door. You see him right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you want to go help. I want to go help God. I'm going to start a ministry. I'm going to help God save some souls. Praise God. But your brother needs help next door.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But we won't go help that brother. We won't go help that sister. Praise God. We'll go the other way. Hallelujah. Jonah signs up for it. I'm going to be a minister, a prophet of God. I'm going to go preach and proclaim the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry wasn't that successful. And then God said, I got one for you. This one's going to put you on the map right here. I want you to go preach and proclaim my gospel. He was like, okay, God, where you want me to go? I want you to go to Nineveh. What? Oh, I can't stand them people in Nineveh. They killed my family, and now you want me to go preach to them? I'm going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And he went the other way, and y'all know the story. He got swallowed up by the beast, and he ended up back in Nineveh preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Not preaching it in a nice way either. Y'all going to hell. God's going to tear this place down. All of y'all going to hell. And then he went and got comfortable. Got him a little shade. Got him a little drink. Probably had him a cigarette or something. I'm finna wait. Right, come on. He was a backsliding priest. Come on. I'm finna wait. And see, I'm finna wait for this destruction. And destruction never came. His most powerful sermon that actually redeemed people and brought people to salvation was the sermon he didn't want to preach to the people he didn't want to preach to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus, God even asked, I always say Jesus, but God even asked him, what you mad for? Hallelujah. You sitting here mad because he said, I knew it. I know how you is, God. I knew that if I preached to them, if they repented, that you would forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Now, if God is that way, hallelujah, why can't we be that way? He say rebuke them first. He ain't say just let them do it and forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, hey, look, you know what you did? You did it. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. I don't know what you was trying to say. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. You got to forgive them. You can't go, well, they said they were sorry, but you know, hey, I'm saying it. Probably talking about me right now. That's probably what they was texting. He over here talking stuff. Praise God. You know, we now did somebody came and apologized, and we done put on that smile. Oh, it's okay. I wake up, child, I wasn't even thinking about that. Then they walk up. Uh-huh. I knew it. Didn't I tell you? I knew they was talking about me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we really ain't forgave them. Hallelujah. Amen. We still got it rooted. We cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Till the next time we see them go like this. And it's going to grow right back. Ain't talking about me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Then there it go again. The unforgiveness right there. Praise God. Because we never, hallelujah, forgave him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to close with verse 3 because he said, be on your guard. Hallelujah. Be on your guard. One verse said, watch yourself. Hallelujah. We were talking about self-control. Watch yourself. Amen. Praise God. Because we always saying what they did. Hallelujah. They did this, they did that. God, don't you see what they doing? But God say, don't worry about what they doing. Watch yourself. Praise God. It goes back to Peter and John. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Peter, this is what I want you to do. You're going to go preach, and they're probably going to kill you for it. But what about John? I'm not talking about John. I'm talking about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He clearly said, before you can try to take a speck of dirt out of my eye, you got to get that 2x4 off of your forehead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you can try to tell me something, you got to get yourself straight. Like Michael Jackson said, start with the man in the mirror if you want to make a change. Hallelujah. You want to change everybody else, but don't feel like you have to make no changes yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. As if everybody else is the problem. Hallelujah. And we ain't nothing wrong with me. Everybody else is the problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we, believe me, I've met some people and I thought, wow, that person is a problem. Praise God. But when I hang around both of them or all of them long enough, I start realizing, wait a minute, all y'all got problems. Praise God. That person stuck out like they was the problem. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And y'all blame it on them because that person sticks out. But really, all of y'all on the same porch. Like the poisons in the Bible, you maimed, you blind, you can't walk, you can't see, you can't hear, and all of y'all just together, working together as one. All of y'all are dysfunctional, and y'all have made y'all dysfunction functional by being together. Mm-hmm. Praise God, and y'all got a spokesperson, and that's the person y'all all say, that girl, she got a problem, or he kind of crazy, but really that's y'all spokesperson. That's y'all leader, praise God, hallelujah. And all of them are dysfunctional, praise God. So they all just, what did she do? Because when I look back at my ex-wife, yeah, when you see my, I ain't going to say that, we all count. Praise God, but it's like, you'll understand after a while, praise God. But when you first get there, you'll be like, I don't know what Elder was talking about. I don't get it. She was that way too. I don't get it. Something wrong with him. It was him. But then later on, you're like, no, it's her. But then later on, you like, no, it's all of y'all. Praise God. She's just the one that sticks out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that person that sticks out, you can't let that person affect everybody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because usually the person that sticks out affects everybody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before anybody talk, everybody look at them. It's okay if I say something, I don't want you to go off in the store and know. You know, people like that will go off in the middle of the store. You are letting them affect how you behave because you ain't going to behave normally because you're scared they're going to do something stupid. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So you start cultivating the way you do stuff, praise God, adapting to them. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, giving them control over you, and now you no longer have self-control. You done gave it away. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, hallelujah, he says, amen, be on your guard. Watch yourself. Yes. Self-control. We have it. We just have to use it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord says the reason why we don't use it is because we didn't know we have it. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. You didn't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now that we know we got it, the next time, hallelujah, something happens. Amen. The next time temptation pops up, we can practice that self-control. Hallelujah. But don't think it's going to be easy. Like, hallelujah. The hardest thing, sometimes the hardest thing to do is hold back. Praise God. Amen. Being meek is not being weak. Being meek is being strong because sometimes it's easy to cuss you out. That's real easy. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's harder for me to use self-control. Praise God. It's harder for me to hold it in and not go off on you. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as I close, the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, the fruit is what we need to be focused on instead of the gifts. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. The gifts will get you attention. The gifts will get you notoriety. The gifts may even get you fame. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the gifts don't get you salvation. Because the Bible tells us those with the gifts, he going to say, depart from me into everlasting darkness. Praise God. So it's the fruit that's going to get us in. Praise God. So, as I close, we need to be focused on the right thing, and that's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
They must have thought I'd stop rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they
everybody
forgot about
everybody
it, huh?
Forgot about me.
I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A cursing. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned, or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow. I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh?
Amen, amen, amen. We sure hope that you enjoyed that word on today. Praise God, hallelujah. Worry about yourself, praise God. That was coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 18. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, and we just thank God for each and every one of you that joined us today. We hope y'all enjoyed that word on today. And we will see y'all, amen, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, praise God. We will be back on with live from Care Church Incorporated with our very own Bishop Mac Page, delivering the word from God. Then at 5 o'clock, we'll have the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God straight up and uncut. Hallelujah. Our roundtable discussion. Amen. Praise God. It'll be on Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. Praise God. So we invite everybody, amen, to come back and join us right here on this channel. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is Sunday at 11 o'clock Central Time and 5 o'clock Central Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and pray out for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word, Lord, and let that word resonate with us, Lord. Hallelujah. That we should concentrate on ourselves, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Work on our self-control. Work on our self-esteem, Lord. And we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And we just pray the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. I'm going to leave y'all with some Fred Hammond. He is the living word. Praise God on tonight.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
We'd like to call you Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call. Say it.